Welcome to TJ Fridays Live, courtesy of RacesAroundTheWorld.com. Here is your host, TJ Buckenberger.
Thank you, Beth. Coming to you live here from the Engine Pro Studios, just outside of Grand Rapids, Michigan. You can interact with us tonight via Twitter. We love using Twitter on the show, at TJ Slideways. Later on in the program, 2014 Spartan Speedway Sprint Car Champion Steve Irwin will join us. Also, a taped interview we did a couple weeks ago. We're going to play what we did with Steve Beitler, who's a big World of Outlaw race is actually taking place while we're on the air or getting ready to at the Grays Harbor Raceway. And he picked up a couple nights over at Skidit Speedway. But we're going to start off tonight's show with the guest we had on earlier this year. And he's having a career season, 4 wins this year, including last Saturday at Bristol Motor Speedway, racing with Justin Daggett, ended up with the feature win. He is your current Sports on Dirt point leader. And joining us on the line right now is Ryan Rule. Ryan, thank you for taking time out to join us tonight.
Oh, thanks for having me, TJ.
Well, first off, man, what a win on Saturday. Let's talk our way through the feature here a bit. You started out leading the race, and Dustin did get by you. How did he manage to not only get by you, but how did you manage to pass him back?
I knew he was back there, and he's always the guy to beat at Crystal, so I was just trying to get out front as far as I could. And then I got bottled up on some lap cars, which happens right before Dustin passes me. And he eventually got me. But on one of the last restarts, when he's in front of me, usually on the restarts he just takes off and I can never catch him. But we stayed right on his bumper. I slid my wing back and just tried to – I knew the track was a little better on the bottom of two. So I tried to get there as fast as I could, and I got there and pulled up beside him and kind of saw that I got clear of him and moved up and took off.
And once you took the checkered flag, how did it feel? Because you've come close a couple times to winning at Crystal. One in particular where you had early in the year where you had a great battle with Dustin. But how did it feel to finally pick up a win there at Crystal?
Oh, it was incredible. I almost couldn't believe it. I'm usually pretty pumped just to run second to Dustin there. And yeah, there's been a few races where him and I battled back and forth, but he always ends up getting me there. So it was awesome to finally beat him.
You're having a breakout year. It seems like your confidence is a lot better. Is there anything in particular that's made a difference this season versus last season? It doesn't seem like your equipment really is that much different. A lot of the same stuff, but yeah, it seems like when I watch you, you're driving more confidently. What is giving you that confidence, and what is the difference this year versus the previous seasons?
Everything is pretty much the same other than we talked Terry Stewart into helping out with everything, and he only does a few things different, but I think it's just knowing he's around, trusting him to work on the car, I think it just makes everything easier.
Ryan Rule joining us. And another thing you did a couple of weeks ago, you managed to get over to the Oshawegan Speedway to get a tune-up for the Canadian Sprint Car Nationals. You ended up running second to Wayne Johnson, and from what onlookers told me, you gave him everything he wanted and more there. And was the Oshawegan trip beneficial? Did you learn something? And how do you feel after that trip to Oshawegan going into the Canadian Nationals?
Yeah, I definitely think it was beneficial. The track changes a lot, so it's kind of hard to tell what it will be like exactly for the Nationals, but we just assumed the more laps we got there beforehand, the better. And yeah, it was great. We tried passing Wayne Johnson quite a few times, and yeah, ended up second, and I feel like it was a great tune-up for 2 weeks.
Ryan, now, we talk about the Canadian Nationals a lot here on the show. It's one of what I call the diamond in the rough, one of the best-kept secrets in sprint car racing. So if you're going to tell someone in our audience that's never been to the Nationals, what would you tell them to convince them to go?
Oh. I would just say it's one of the best races I think you could see anywhere, you know, not in the United States, but in North America, I guess. It's so good. The track is excellent. They get so many great drivers, and they run the whole operation perfectly.
Now, Ryan, that's from a driver's standpoint, you mentioned the racetrack's a lot of fun. What makes that track fun for a driver? Is it the lines you can drive, or what is it about Oswego in particular that's fun for you driving the racetrack?
I like that it's so wide. It's a, you know, it's a 3/8 mile, which it kind of reminds me of Butler, how Butler's a fast 3/8, but this place is so much wider that, you know, you can give someone a slide job, or you could run the top or run the bottom, and a lot of different things could work. And so it just makes it extremely racy.
Coming back to your season this year, away from the Canadian Nationals talk for a moment, when I talked to you early in the year, you had a wedding to go to and stuff that conflicted with a race, so you weren't really thinking about winning a championship, but here you are in September, and you're neck and neck with Dustin Daggett for the championship for the sprints on dirt. So when did it start going to your mind? When did it start clicking like, hey, I've got a real shot to win this thing?
Probably a quarter of the way through the season. I think after the first Hartford win, we were leading the points then. And then I knew I had that wedding coming up, so I figured after that it would just blow it for me. But I was checking the weather the whole week before the wedding, and it didn't look so good. And I was sitting at the wedding, and I knew that people were heading to the track. And Pat Holsinger texted me and told me it canceled and that they only got show-up points. And so everybody got 50 points, and I lost the point lead, but not by much. And so we just kept going to all the side races after that and eventually got the lead back. But, yeah, I didn't intend to run for the championship. We just went to all the races and lucked out with the rainout.
And now we have one of the best championship fights we've seen in recent memory in sprints on dirt. So that'll be coming down the stretch. Of course, the Oswego race really won't make a difference, but coming up on Plymouth and other things, it'll be fun to watch. What do you plan on doing this week? Because there's the Cole Cup and some other stuff going on, but you're in the middle of this championship race. Do you stay home, try to save stuff for Canada in the end of the year? Are you guys going to go out to Cole Cup, maybe try to race somewhere else? What's the plan for this week?
We thought about doing the Cole Cup, but I think we're leaning towards taking the weekend off, trying to build up some resources and, you know, extra parts for going over to Canada, just so we have the best possible chance to have a decent finish there.
Ryan Rule joining us on the line. And Ryan, did you ever think that, you know, you're having a great year, and did you ever think, A, it was going to eventually click to where you'd win races like this, and does it feel like you thought it would now that you seem to be going along pretty decent?
I actually thought it would have happened by now if it was going to. So I was starting to just figure I was a top five car for the rest of my career, but just all of a sudden, everything is just working out, and we're winning races, and it feels awesome. It's a great feeling knowing you can head to a track and compete for the win.
And how do you feel going into the Nationals? You got to feel good about going back to Oswego.
Yeah. Like I said, I love that place, and to have ran so close to someone who's already won the Canadian Nationals and to have so much speed all season. I'm really looking forward to seeing how well we can do.
And what's the plan beyond this season? Have you started thinking about next year, what you might want to do? Do you want to do another season of SOD? Do you maybe want to go try and do something else next year?
I've kind of thought about next season. I really want to get a 410 sometime and try to do some Fremont Attica stuff, but if not, I'd probably do in previous seasons, just go to the sod races that we feel like and go to Lima and Eldora. But yeah, I'm really hoping to come across the 410 sometime soon.
So Ryan Rule wanting to take the step up to 410 racing. Well, Ryan, it's been impressive to follow you, and looking forward to seeing you over in Canada, and I'm sure you have some people to thank as well.
Oh, yeah, I have to thank everyone on the crew, my dad, my girlfriend Courtney, Terry Stewart, Jacob Weaver, and I need to thank CNC Contractors, Dirty Engine, TJ Racing Lubricants, and all the fans, anyone who's bought a shirt, helped me buy diesel to get down the road.
And of course, your dog. Your dog's a rock star. If you ever stop by Ryan's pit, he's got the most adorable dog you'll ever see in your life.
Oh, yeah. The racing mascot, Khan. He's awesome.
And we use the term Khan lightly because you can pick this dog up in your hand and can stand it. He's a great dog. So if you have a chance, you can go get a Ryan Rule shirt and go see the puppy as well. Ryan, we'll see you a couple weeks in Canada, and congratulations on the season to date.
Oh, thank you. Yep, we'll see you in Canada.
All right, Ryan Rule, and we're going to go to our first commercial break of the evening. When we come back, we're going to have Steve Irwin on to talk about his Spartan Speedway Championship.
You're listening to TJ Slideways Live on racesontheweb.com.
Engine Pro, the nation's leading specialty engine parts distributor, featuring name brand engine parts and custom engine kits sold by professional rebuilders. With 29 distribution centers providing engine builders and machine shops across the country with a full line of brand name internal engine components at competitive prices. Engine Pro is committed to building the success of their customers by offering competitive pricing, innovative programs, and knowledgeable sales representatives. For more information, visit our website at engineproparts.com. It pays to know a pro. Engine Pro.
If you're looking to add a little edge to your racing program, repair your engine, maybe even look into a new engine, Bailey Racing Engines of Coldwater, Michigan is a fine supporter of TJSlideways.com. Visit them online at BaileyEngines.com or call them at 517-278-8488.
All-Star Performance is a manufacturer and supplier of racing and high-performance auto parts, accessories, and specialty tools. From quarter midgets to sprint cars, All-Star Performance has all of the accessories you need. To find a dealer near you, visit allstarperformance.com.
TJ Buffenbarger here for the National Sprint Car Hall of Fame and Museum in Knoxville, Iowa. The Hall of Fame continues to promote the future of sprint car racing by preserving its past. The museum is located in Knoxville, Iowa, and is open Monday through Friday, 10 a.m. to 6 p.m., and Saturday and Sunday from noon to 5 p.m. On race nights, the museum will stay open until 7 o'clock. Don't forget, race fans, one of the best ways that you can support the Hall of Fame is buying a membership. They start at just $25, and a basic membership gets you and a guest free admission to the museum and a 10% discount off in the museum store. Also, check with the Hall of Fame for suite tickets on the second and third floor for the 2013 Knoxville season. You can get information on all of this by going to SprintCarHOF.com, the National Sprint Car Hall of Fame.
Blade Shock Technology is a cutting-edge shock bump stop technology company located in Northwest Ohio. Specializing in sprint car racing, new and used sales, service, and repair, Eric Slade and his crew have over 30 years' experience working with shocks, from the short tracks to the super speedways. For more information, visit SladeShockTechnology.com. Slade Shock Technology, where knowledge and experience make the difference.
If you're looking for new or used shocks or repair for your shocks or bump stop kits, make sure to check out Slade Shock Technology. Eric Slade has experience from sprint cars to NASCARs. He was in shocks before it was trendy, and now that's the hot thing in racing. You need to get your shock program in shape. Visit www.sladeshocktechnology.com for everything they offer. Slade Shock Technology. Get with the program. Get your shocks in shape.
There's a buzz in the bleachers, a rumble on the pavement, and the sweet smell of sprint car speed is in the air as Muncie Racing brings you the fastest short track event on earth. Watch as the most daring lead foots in the land stand on the gas and rocket around one of the fastest half miles in America. There are records to be broken and racing royalty in the pits. It's a flat-out, foot-on-the-floor sprint car fiesta, and you
can't find this brand of adrenaline-soaked action anywhere else.
If you love sprint car racing like we do, you need to get yourself to Pennsylvania this summer. Already recognized as one of the 10 must-see races of the year, the first annual Dirt Classic presented by Casey Kane on Saturday, September 27th, is stacking up to be a premier event. The race will be held at Lincoln Speedway and boasts the highest payout in the track's history, with $20,000 on the line to the winner. But you don't have to wait till September to get your Dirt Classic picks. Tickets can be purchased at www.dirtclassic.com for reserved seating and zero admission. Save your seat now and save $5 when ordering. The Dirt Classic, presented by Casey Kinnick, Saturday, September 27th at Lincoln Speedway.
Engine Pro, the nation's leading specialty engine parts distributor, featuring name brand engine parts and custom engine kits sold by professional rebuilders. With 29 distribution centers providing engine builders and machine shops across the country with a full line of brand name internal engine components at competitive prices. Engine Pro is committed to building the success of their customers by offering competitive pricing, innovative programs, and knowledgeable sales representatives. For more information, visit our website at EnginePropartz.com. It pays to know a pro. Engine Pro.
Welcome back to TJ Sideways Live, courtesy of RacesOnTheWeb.com here in the Engine Pro Studios. Another Monday evening. Happy Labor Day to everyone out there. Hope you had a great holiday weekend, as our racing season is going to start into the decline now as summer ends and we start talking to track champions. And the first track champion of the year we get to talk to is Steve Irwin, who won the Spartan Speedway Championship on Friday. And Steve, you went out in fine style there. Not only did you win the championship, but you won the feature against a pretty stout field of cars there on Friday at Spartan.
Yeah, Spartan's been getting a lot more higher quality cars here in the last month that they ran. And, you know, and when we came, we found our speed, I guess, right at the right time. I mean, the field got tougher, but we got faster. So, you know, worked out for us. And having all them extra cars in the field early in the year, it was tough to gain points because even if your car was off, you'd run second, and the guy you're trying to beat in the championship would run third, you know, so it kind of spread it up a little bit, and if you were able to overcome, you know, it had some spots in between, so you could at the end of the year, you could really gain or lose points, you know, in one night. So,
looking back now, you have wing dirt championships, a non-wing dirt championship, and then a non-wing pavement championship. That's a pretty neat collection of titles to have on a variety of different surfaces and stuff. Have you had a chance to sink in and realize, hey, I've got this, you know, you look back at it, you have all these different genres that you've won titles in now.
Well, I mean, when I grew up, just a kid in the stands watching, you know, whether you went to Butler or you went to a sod race or you went to, you know, an auto value race or whatever, I mean, and what people don't understand in Michigan is we got, you know, we get kind of stuck racing up here, but, you know, back to all the years, you have guys like Gary Fedewa and Bill Tyler and Brian Tyler, and I watched them guys night in, night out, and they could go win a pavement race one night and a dirt race the next night. And you kind of, people don't realize outside of Michigan that, you know, we might not be well diversed in one area, but there's been a lot of drivers that can drive a lot of different stuff. And then, you know, like the new kind of crop of guys, like me and Jason Blount are somewhat the same age, and he's won on both and surfaces and stuff. So, I mean, that's kind of like just the way stuff works up around here. If you want to run a lot of races, you got to be able to run on both surfaces and do something on Friday night, run pavement, and run dirt on Saturday night.
Now, one of the misconceptions about pavement, I think in the Spartan deal in particular, is like, well, I need to go out and buy a wide body beast, new beast, to be able to run there. And you have a beast, but it's not a wide body beast, and it's not a new beast either. And you managed to get that thing working there.
Yeah, it's an old 92 beast. It was an ex-Deddy England car that I think he ran in Haas. And it's got a lot of his own custom parts on it. And I bought it off the internet for $3,500. So, I mean, there's guys over there that got $3,500 bodies on their car, so all carbon bodies. I mean, it'd be a lot easier to do it that way, but with me trying to run two programs, that wasn't in the budget to do that. And I didn't know if I was going to like the pavement stuff. I mean, I ran some Silver Crown stuff, and I liked that a few years ago. But, you know, to do my own program and build my own car and set it up myself and not just show up with my helmet bag, it was a really big undertaking, and it took a couple years to get fast. But out of all the championships I've done, this is probably the most proud I've ever been, because I took a big right turn and tried to do something different. And, you know, I did the car by myself, and I crewed on it, you know, crew chiefed it myself and tried to figure it out and had to and figure out how to drive that stuff and do all that. So, I mean, I'm pretty proud of it, and being able to win my first race last year and then be able to win the championship this year and win four more races, it takes guys sometimes a long time to win five races, and I've won, you know, five pavement races in a pretty short time, so I'm pretty proud of that.
And if this was at a bigger racetrack, do you think you could still take that same car, or does Spartan, the great equalizer, the small racetrack with the uphill and downhill and the tight turns and stuff, does that allow you to take a car?
Well, I've run that car with a wing on. The biggest track I've taken it to is Dixie with a wing on it, and it was a little bit twitchy because it's a short wheelbase car, but that's a reason we kind of picked it out of the cheaper cars that were available, because Spartan, I think it does help me to have a little bit shorter wheelbase car. But I've also ran a car over there for Tracy Rice, and it was a long Dauker car, which is the same wheelbase as a Beast car, the wide body Beast car, and we had a race one there, and we had a brake failure back the 1 year I didn't run my own car. So, I mean, Spartan's just a tricky place. And you can make any car work there. You just got to really work hard night in, night out, and work on your sit-ups there. And the way you drive that place is very important. And being patient and being aggressive when you need to be aggressive, and being patient when you need to be patient, and really paying attention to what your car's doing and be able to make adjustments as the night goes on is really important. And that's the one thing great about Spartan. I mean, I don't really think you need any particular car to be faster. You just got to be disciplined and really work hard on your race car.
What do you think we have to do as a sprint car community to get that place to catch on a little bit more? Because to me, every time I've been, it's a lot of fun. You go there, it seems like the people that are competing there are having fun. It seems like a good time for all. It's a beautiful facility. Car count was a little down early in the year, but towards the end of the year made a nice comeback. What do you think we need to do to make that deal stick so it's a little more solid through the whole season?
Well, personally, I think that that track is so tricky, and it's a very frustrating, and it's a very mentally demanding track on a driver. And a lot of the cars that are around our area are wing-based cars, and at times the wing regular guys will come and run, and they won't do very well. And I don't think I think it's very easy to get the way you got to put it, it's very easy to get frustrated there and not want to go back. I don't think it really has anything to do with gym or the facility or the competition. It's just the track is very frustrating to get a hold of. And when you're running second or third in a wing show and you come there and you run eighth or ninth, it's kind of a blow to them. And you really need to, I mean, when I took my car there, I mean, if there was 13 cars, I'd run 12th. If there was 15 cars, I'd run 14th. And I did that 6, 7, 8 shows, and you got to swallow a lot of pride. You know, I'm going off and running up front in dirt races, and then I'm running basically dead last there. But it just, you got to put in your time there, and you got to take your lumps if you want to be successful. And once you start getting a handle on it, you start seeing progress. And it takes more than going there a couple times to get going on it. But, I mean, the guys that do little 500, the guys that do non-wing only, it takes them probably even 4 or 5 shows to get faster. I mean, Donnie Adams Jr. there, he's been in the ballpark, but, you know, he finally got pretty fast here the last time, and I think that's his 4th time there. So it's taken him four shots to start getting his car figured out for that place.
Steve Irwin, your 2014 Spartan Speedway track champion. So now we have the Spartan Championship out of the way. What do you have on the docket for the rest of the year? We've seen you in some dirt shows. We've seen you in some variety of things. Do you have any plan for the rest of the year?
Oh, yeah, we're running a limited dirt schedule. We're leading the MTS points, so we're trying to when our other ride didn't work out on the dirt side, and we wanted to do a lot of traveling this year, we put our own car together, and we got limited funds and not a lot of sponsorship, but we kind of thought and looked at the schedules and seen that the MTS and the Spartans didn't have any confliction, so we, you know, just doing the Spartan thing alone was a tough enough deal for me to try to pull off, being mainly a dirt guy, but we figured, well, we'll try to win both these championships, and I don't know if it's been done before, but a guy win a dirt championship and a pavement championship in the same year, but that's what we're trying to do, and we got two more MTS races left, and then we're going to run three boss races, Montpelier and Eldora and Fremont, and then there's a big fall race at Waynesfield that we're going to run the night before Eldora. So that's pretty much it for me, is a few more dirt shows. I think that's like six shows or something with the dirt non-wing car, and we'll probably be done for the year after that.
When you're trying to do that, you think, well, I could do six races and do it the right way, or I could
right.
maybe do 10 races and not do it as well. How hard is it to temper yourself to go, hey, I want to do these six races. I'm going to sit out these couple that, you know, let's say Waynesfield's running out Saturday night, and it's so tempting to want to try and do that and go, maybe if I throw on some old tires, maybe I can do this. How hard is it to temper yourself to be able to cut back and do it right?
Well, I mean, it kind of depends on your situation, but it's hard for me. I mean, especially if anybody knows dirt sprint car racing, the more you race, the better you get. And it's hard to... because you don't want to go there with, you know, taking a knife to a gunfight, but then it's always the turnover of, well, I'm getting more seat time. And when you don't, you're not in the car all the time on the dirt, it really hurts you. But on the other hand, if you don't got the budget and you're trying to get your motor to last the rest of the year without having to put any more money into it, it's really tough. And we went round and round and round all this week about going to Waynesfield on Saturday, and we decided not to. And it's even more tough when you've been running good on the dirt, and, you know, we won the last two dirt shows up here with a non-wing deal, so you're really chomping at the bit to go racing. So, you know, I went and watched my buddy Ryan Rule win on Saturday, and I'm pretty pumped to go dirt racing now. I can't wait for Montpelier on Saturday, and hopefully we can go down there and do well.
Steve Irwin joining us, and we've seen the Boss Series have a good car counts everywhere they go, and we see other series that struggle, and you'll see a purse that's not as high, but you'll see a bunch of cars at a Boss race. What makes that Boss Series attractive to not only a racer but like you, but all these working teams, you know, drivers that have full-time jobs and everything, and what makes that series attractive?
It's just the non-wing thing, in my opinion, is an equalizer unto itself, and in that Boss thing in general, it's kind of a wide open rules deal where, you know, you can run whatever tires you want. There's no weight rule. They don't pump the engines. You don't have all the politics and all that stuff. Well, that guy's got this cylinder head, or he's running this tire, or whatever. It's kind of a wide open deal, and at the end of the day, you can't blame anybody but yourself that you lost. So I think that's the most attractive thing to me. I mean, some other guys might have some other different things, and Aaron's just a super nice guy, and when I ran his first couple shows, I think there's a lack of promotion of the drivers these days with the series and the tracks, and it's not like it was, you know, back in the other days and stuff, and Aaron does a really good job of, he goes into a new place that's maybe never seen the sprint cars at all or never seen the non-wing thing, and he really pumps up his drivers, and he's right in the ear of the announcer every night, and they say all your stats, and you've been a you know, announcer, TJ, and you did a good job of doing that, and a lot of series, they don't push that enough, and it's really gratified when you go to Pennsylvania, you go somewhere new, and you run that Boss deal, and you go back the next year, and there's a couple fans there that are excited to see you, you know, where instead of, you know, and that's how I grew up. I was back in the day, I was a kid, I was a Brian Tyler fan or Hank Lauer fan or whatever, and you're just excited to go see him every time you had a chance to go, and I think a lot of that's been missing in sprint car racing, especially around by us, and you know, and Aaron does a really good job at that and just makes it exciting to go to his shows when the fans are excited.
Steve Irwin, and that's what I tell people about you. I was talking to someone out at Knoxville about you, where you are just as passionate. You're not just a driver per se, but you're really passionate about the sport as a whole. I mean, whether you're going to watch, wrench on someone's stuff, or to drive, your mentality is basically the same, where you're glad, you'd rather be driving, obviously, but you're glad to be there, and you just love the sport.
Yo, I'm a super big fan of sprint car racing. I love it more than anything, and you know, and I'm kind of one of them stat geeks, kind of like you, TJ. You know, it's like I'll sit around and try to figure out, like, you know, how many guys have won a dirt and pavement silver crown race. Like, I get excited about that kind of stuff, and you know, and for me, being a stat guy like that, and just being, I love the history of the sport, and I study like old chassis, and I'm trying to help my dad restore an old sprint car, and I'm really into all that stuff, and you know, it's just, you know, and the closer, the more wins I get, the more championships I get, I you know, like Hall of Fames and records and stuff mean a lot to me, whether they're mine or somebody else's. And you know, I'm kind of getting close to 50 wins, and I've had the Michigan Motorsports Hall of Fame guys already talk to me and say, hey, just keep doing what you're doing, and maybe 10 years you'll get there. And, you know, I'm getting closer all the time, and that'd be something that would be maybe a new goal that I need to search after, is try to maybe get in that someday, because we got a lot of great Michigan drivers, sprint car drivers in that Michigan Motorsports Hall of Fame, and my father-in-law is in there, and I worked with the Keselowskis for a lot of years, you know, working on their stock car stuff and ARCA race cars and trucks and stuff. And, you know, Bob Keselowski, Ron Keselowski's in there, and they taught me a lot about racing and working on race cars. And it'd be really cool to be in that Hall of Fame with all them people that I know.
And you get a picture of the Gilmore Car Museum, which wouldn't be a bad deal either when you go in there.
Right.
So, Steve, I'm sure you have some people to thank that made your championship year possible, because it was a really special season for you.
Well, yeah. I mean, first and foremost, I got to thank my wife for just letting me race. And she puts just as much effort into this racing deal as what I do. And, you know, she comes from a racing family. She gets it. So she's all about it. And you know, we didn't have very many sponsors, but we had the CarQuest store in Owosso stepped up and helped us out. And, you know, my buddy Nathan, that helps me on a car, he works there, and they helped us out with some stuff, and that really helped out a bunch on our car this year. And, you know, and just everybody that comes out and helps. And, you know, we just had a fun year, and it was cool to stay around home and try something different. And, you know, and I'm just glad we pulled it off. I've been real nervous here all last week, you know, because I just didn't want to screw it up, and, you know, and I didn't know how hard to run on Friday, but, you know, we ended up winning the race too, so, but, you know, it was just really fun week, and I'm glad to get that championship done, and now we can focus on getting the dirt one sewed up too.
Well, Steve, I hope we get to talk to you again after that dirt one, and look forward to seeing you at Waynesfield and Eldora later in the season.
Thanks, TJ. Thanks for having me on. I appreciate it.
Steve Irwin, your 2014 Spartan Speedway champion.
You're listening to TJ Flyways Live on RacesOnTheWeb.com.
Engine Pro, the nation's leading specialty engine parts distributor, featuring name brand engine parts and custom engine kits sold by professional rebuilders. With 29 distribution centers providing engine builders and machine shops across the country with a full line of brand name internal engine components at competitive prices. Engine Pro is committed to building the success of their customers by offering competitive pricing, innovative programs, and knowledgeable sales representatives. For more information, visit our website at EngineProParts.com. It pays to know a pro. Engine Pro.
If you're looking to add a little edge to your racing program, repair your engine, maybe even look into a new engine, Bailey Racing Engines of Coldwater, Michigan is a fine supporter of TJSlideways.com. Visit them online at BaileyEngines.com or call them at 517-278-8488.
All-Star Performance is a manufacturer and supplier of racing and high-performance auto parts, accessories, and specialty tools.
From quarter midgets to sprint cars, All-Star Performance has all of the accessories you need. To find a dealer near you, visit allstarperformance.com.
TJ Buffenbarger here for the National Sprint Car Hall of Fame and Museum in Knoxville, Iowa. The Hall of Fame continues to promote the future of sprint car racing by preserving its past. The museum is located in Knoxville, Iowa, and is open Monday through Friday, 10 a.m. to 6 p.m., and Saturday and Sunday from noon to 5 p.m. On race nights, the museum will stay open until 7 o'clock. Don't forget, race fans, one of the best ways that you can support the Hall of Fame is buying a membership. They start at just $25, and a basic membership gets you and a guest free admission to the museum and a 10% discount off in the museum store. Also, check with the Hall of Fame for suite tickets on the second and third floor for the 2013 Knoxville season. You can get information on all of this by going to SprintCarHOF.com. The National Sprint Car Hall of
Glade Shock Technology is a cutting-edge shock bump stop technology company located in Northwest Ohio. Specializing in sprint car racing, new and used sales, service, and repair, Eric Slade and his crew have over 30 years' experience working with shocks, from the short tracks to the super speedways. For more information, visit SladeShockTechnology.com. Slade Shock Technology, where knowledge and experience make the difference.
If you're looking for new or used shocks or repair for your shocks or bump stop kits, make sure to check out Slade Shock Technology. Eric Slade has experience from sprint cars to NASCARs. He was in shocks before it was trendy, and now that's the hot thing of racing. You need to get your shock program in shape. Visit www.sladeshocktechnology.com for everything they offer. Slade Shock Technology. Get with the program. Get your shocks in shape.
There's a buzz in the bleachers, a rumble on the pavement, and the sweet smell of sprint car speed is in the air as Muncie Racing brings you the fastest short track event on earth. Watch as the most daring lead foots in the land stand on the gas and rocket around one of the fastest half miles in America. There are records to be broken and racing royalty in the pits. It's a flat-out, foot-on-the-floor sprint car fiesta, and you can't find this brand of adrenaline-soaked action anywhere else.
If you love sprint car racing like we do, you need to get yourself to Pennsylvania this summer. Already recognized as one of the 10 must-see races of the year, the first annual Dirt Classic presented by Casey Kane on Saturday, September 27th, is stacking up to be a premier event. The race will be held at Lincoln Speedway and boasts the highest payout in the track's history, with $20,000 on the line to the winner. But you don't have to wait till September to get your Dirt Classic pick. Tickets can be purchased at www.dirtclassic.com for reserved seating and zero admission. Save your seat now and save $5 when ordering. The Dirt Classic, presented by Casey Kane, Saturday, September 27th at Lincoln Speedway. Welcome back to TJ Slideways Live here on RacesOnTheWeb.com. Earlier in the show, we had Ryan Rule on talking about his win on Saturday at Crystal Motor Speedway, and Steve Irwin on talking about his Spartan Speedway Championship. If he wins the MTS Championship, he's likely to make a return visit. But a couple weeks ago, we haven't really found a spot to fit this in yet, but we were able to talk to Steve Beitler, and Steve's having his World of Outlaws program tonight over at the Grays Harbor Raceway. He's actually taking over that facility at the fairgrounds, and then he's run Skagit Speedway with Funtime Promotions for some time, and of course a former World of Outlaw driver, owned a successful parts distribution business for a long time. He's worn many hats in the sprint car world, and Steve's an interesting guy. He'll talk to you when you have a chance, but it was hard to track him down. We actually didn't track him down until Saturday night of the Knoxville Nationals, and we had a moment to sit down and talk with him up in the suites at the Knoxville Raceway, and here's what Steve had to say about the sprint car world, what's going on in Skagit and Grays Harbor, and what he sees for the future out there in the Northwest.
Steve Beitler, it's a pleasure to talk with you out here at the Knoxville Raceway. How are things going so far this season at Skagit Speedway?
Well, we've been pretty busy out there. You know, the weather's been a tough year on us. We lost a few races right off the bat this season, and then got to our big shows like the Dirt Cup and the Summer Nationals and had a lot of rain on both of them. And just seems like the weather's been not on our side this year, so that's been the biggest struggle we've had.
And, of course, you do have a big World of Outlaws show coming up. What kind of events and things do you have planned around that?
Well, you know, we do the World Outlaw deal, and to kick the week off on Thursday night, we're going to run our Summer Thunder Sprint Series, which is a traveling 360 series I run through the Northwest. They'll start the weekend off on Thursday night, and then, of course, the Outlaws on Friday and Saturday. And we've got them all set up with their T-shirt trailers, kind of a corral out front. And on Saturday, we're going to do a fan fest party and have a band playing and, food and music and vendors and stuff like that out there. So it's going to be kind of a fan fest party all day Saturday before the races get started.
And you seem to do a lot of things like that. You turn your multiple day events into true events.
Well, that's the biggest thing, when people go to things like that. The racing's got to be good, but they also got to walk away with something else besides just good racing. And they like to be interactive with each other, and it gives them something to come out and spend the whole day out there. And, we've done the Jeff Gordon Kick It games out there, and we've had several, benefit functions going on. We've had the Sprint Car Hall of Fame auction out there several times. But we like doing the Fan Fest party because it gives the drivers a chance to come up and meet the fans, the people that are out there supporting them. Gives the fans a chance to meet the drivers, get their autographs, and, buy T-shirts and hats and other stuff they have for sale. So it really kind of, it gets the night started off good. And for some of the new people that come out, too, it gives them a name with the face. And when they can meet a driver up close, then they watch them on the track. It gives them a little bit more of a connection to them.
And you've also taken over Grays Harbor Raceway this season. How are things going with the second facility?
Once we got it open and going, it's actually been real well. I'm really happy with the way it's gone this year. And we just got the facility so doggone late, and there's so much work to be done and damage that was left there. But it's up and running. It's making money, which is good. And we've had some really strong events so far. And I'm pretty happy with how the team down there has really stepped up, and I kept most of the same people working down there that's been there in the past, and just had to kind of re-educate them on how I do business and the format I use, and more than anything, just get them to buy into the vision that we have that we use at Skagit Speedway. And so far they've stepped up and really, really taken to it, and it's been pretty successful.
What's the big plan over the next couple of years for both facilities?
Well, the biggest plan is to meld them together to where we've got bigger events between the two tracks. We've got sprint cars. We've got modifieds. We've got street stocks. We've got midgets. We got a lot of classes that go back and forth. So we want to start developing more of a statewide point system to where at the end of the year they become a state champion as well as a track champion. And obviously we want to be able to get some of the hardcore fans where they can move back and forth between the two tracks to support the bigger events. And, people love racing, but they don't always want to go to the same track every night. So this way, it allows us to get the scheduling down so the fans can spend some time at Skagit Speedway, then go down and spend time at Grays Harbor Raceway, and the Grays Harbor fans can come up to Skagit and enjoy that racetrack too.
And when's the future of the 410 division? We've seen some of the numbers, the lower numbers in that division in the Northwest. Do you think Grays Harbor will give them another avenue, maybe some different places for that division to race at?
That's going to be pretty tough because Skagit Speedway runs a 410 weekly class, and so does Silver Dollar Speedway in Chico, California. And they're 700 miles apart. Other than that, the next closest place to really run them is Sioux Falls, South Dakota, and that's 1,800 miles. And it's really difficult with the cost of running a 410 versus the amount of places you can race it at. And there's just so many racetracks in Northwest can run 360s. That's why it's become the predominant class. So, there's no doubt sometime in the future we're going to have to look at making some changes. But we're doing what we can do right now to try to build up the 410 class. But it's pretty hard to build it up when most of them have already bought 360 motors. But
on the other end, you have the Sportsman Sprint class that seems to be thriving. But that division's kind of isolated to the Northwest and up into Canada. Do you think maybe there's any chance of that division spreading east?
Maybe into Montana. I've worked with Mike Quigley over at Billings. He's looking at that class. We've talked to the people up at Edmonton. They're looking at adhering to those rules. But the thing is with the sportsman division, because it is a limited sprint car division, that's a group that doesn't have a lot of money, so they're not likely to travel as far. So they're content with racing at Skagit and occasionally going down to Elma. And that class has grown well. We've even had some of our 410 teams build sportsman motors to start racing sportsmen, which tells me people still want to race, but they they got to race within their means. And it's a lot more affordable to run a sportsman sprint car, and they're still pretty fast. It's pretty impressive to watch them race. So I think it's a great entry-level class that a lot of people like racing in.
And since you said that about the 410 division, what do you think about the future of the Dirt Cup? What might we see that evolve into?
It's really hard to say right now. There's two or three options I've got on the table, and it's like anything. I'm waiting for something else to happen before I can make another move. And, you know, the main thing is with Dirt Cup, it doesn't matter what size motors you're racing. What matters is the drivers and the quality of racers to get there. And that's something as a promoter I have to look at to make sure we've got enough cars to put on a really quality show, or enough premium drivers to put on a quality show. And if you like the World Outlaws, they can bring 12 drivers with them, and we can throw 8 or 10 with it, and it's a great show because of the quality of drivers. For the Dirt Cup and some of the other regional events like that, you need to have a lot of cars because cars bring people, people bring money, and that's what makes it work. But we're not really sure the direction Dirt Cup's going to go. We're going to do some revamping on it this winter, and I've had a couple meetings already, but I'm just not sure which direction it's going to go next year. But I do know we're going to change some stuff around and make it a little more entertaining for the fans and make it a little bit more fan-friendly.
Well, Steve, I appreciate you taking time with us, and wish you best of luck and continued success in the Northwest.
Well, thank you, and I appreciate what you do for sprint car racing, and it's always a pleasure when I sit down with you.
All right, thank you.
That was Steve Beitler. We had that conversation out at the Knoxville Nationals. And, man, every time I talk to Steve, the one thing I can think of is, man, I'd take that guy promoting a racetrack in my backyard no matter where I lived, anywhere. It's great. So it was great to sit down with Steve. Glad we could finally get that on the air. And we're going to take one more commercial break, and then we're going to wrap up this edition of TJ Slideways Live.
Engine Pro, the nation's leading specialty engine parts distributor, featuring name brand engine parts and custom engine kits sold by professional rebuilders. With 29 distribution centers providing engine builders and machine shops across the country with a full line of brand name internal engine components at competitive prices. Engine Pro is committed to building the success of their customers by offering competitive pricing, innovative programs, and knowledgeable sales representatives. For more information, visit our website at engineproparts.com. It pays to know a pro. Engine Pro.
If you're looking to add a little edge to your racing program, repair your engine, maybe even look into a new engine, Bailey Racing Engines of Coldwater, Michigan is a fine supporter of TJSlideways.com. Visit them online at BaileyEngines.com or call them at 517-278-8488.
All-Star Performance is a manufacturer and supplier of racing and high-performance auto parts, accessories, and specialty tools. From quarter midgets to sprint cars, All-Star Performance has all of the accessories you need. To find a dealer near you, visit allstarperformance.com.
TJ Buffenbarger here for the National Sprint Car Hall of Fame and Museum in Knoxville, Iowa. The Hall of Fame continues to promote the future of sprint car racing by preserving its past. The museum is located in Knoxville, Iowa, and is open Monday through Friday, 10 a.m. to 6 p.m., and Saturday and Sunday from noon to 5 p.m. On race nights, the museum will stay open until 7 o'clock. Don't forget, race fans, one of the best ways that you can support the Hall of Fame is buying a membership. They start at just $25, and a basic membership gets you and a guest free admission to the museum and a 10% discount off in the museum store. Also, check with the Hall of Fame for suite tickets on the second and third floor for the 2013 Knoxville season. You can get information on all of this by going to SprintCarHOF.com, the National Sprint Car Hall of Fame.
Blade Shock Technology is a cutting-edge shock bump-stop technology company located in Northwest Ohio. Specializing in sprint car racing, new and used sales, service, and repair, Eric Slade and his crew have over 30 years' experience working with shocks, from the short tracks to the super speedways. For more information, visit SladeShockTechnology.com. Slade Shock Technology, where knowledge and experience make the difference.
If you're looking for new or used shocks or repair for your shocks or bump stop kits, make sure to check out Slade Shock Technology. Eric Slade has experience from sprint cars to NASCARs. He was in shocks before it was trendy, and now that's the hot thing of racing. You need to get your shock program in shape. Visit www.sladeshocktechnology.com for everything they offer. Slade Shock Technology. Get with the program. Get your shocks in shape. We'll be right back.
There's a buzz in the bleachers, a rumble on the pavement, and the sweet smell of sprint car speed is in the air as Must-See Racing brings you the fastest short track event on earth. Watch as the most daring lead foots in the land stand on the gas and rocket around one of the fastest half miles in America. There are records to be broken and racing royalty in the pits. It's a flat-out, foot-on-the-floor sprint car fiesta, and you can't find this brand of adrenaline-soaked action anywhere else.
If you love sprint car racing like we do, you need to get yourself to Pennsylvania this summer. Already recognized. Welcome back to TJ Sideways Live here at racesontheweb.com. Big thank you to Ryan Rule, Steve Irwin, and Steve Beitler for their interviews on tonight's program. Here's what's going to happen the next couple of weeks. There will be a podcast edition next Monday of our Canadian Nationals preview we're going to be putting together this week, because I'm going to be in the Great White North Wilderness here in the UP for a couple of days before heading out to Canada. Got a real vacation away from this and everything else, so we're going to do a podcast of that one. And then we're going to have podcasts at the Canadian Nationals, weather permitting. And same deals we did at Knoxville. If we have to turn around and race at noon any of those days, no way that's going to happen. But if we have a chance, we're going to try to put together some podcasts there from the Canadian Nationals and some stuff there as well. It's been an interesting week in sprint car racing with Sammy Swindell retiring, the Renegade and All-Star Series conflict going on right now in Ohio. But one thing that we've seen a lot of, racetracks closing, and a lot of stories about these promoters going on saying how hard it is to promote a racetrack. And it is. It's a very hard business. But I still stand by my theory that, you know, when you have a town with a good local coffee shop, if someone builds a Starbucks next to it, the Starbucks isn't going to make a good coffee shop go out of business, but it will make a bad coffee shop go out of business. And it's just a matter of, the line is thinner for promoters today, but promoters that have their ducks in a row, they're making the right choices, and they're keeping everyone content, because you're not going to keep everyone happy all the time, but you keep everyone content on the grandstand side and on the pit side, and you're producing a good on-track product. Those are the places that are making it right now. And there's a lot of different avenues on how you can do it. You can do the Ron Flynn method, a lot of different classes, and a captive audience that's there all night. You can do it the Rexall June way at Attica Raceway Park, where you have a quick-moving show, Top Flight Division, that people want to see. There's no one answer to this, but what every good promoter, every track that's really making it, they listen to their audience. They don't consider their audience's feedback a bad thing. The good feedback, they take it, they improve on it, they try to make improvements every single year. And whether it's facility, whether it's just the way something operates, and it can be something as easy as having employees that are happy and employees that are smiling and make the customer feel welcome. And those are all things I've seen at tracks that are making it. The ones that aren't making it, you don't get thanked for being there. You don't feel welcome there. And if you have a program where you're sitting in the stands and it feels like the people putting on the show or whatever just don't care, why should they care to come out and put the effort into going? And it's hard to keep up. At the same time, it is hard to keep up that enthusiasm through a whole season. It can be grinding, but the ones that can do it are the ones that are making it. And I appreciate every one of those promoters out there that's working hard to make that happen. And the ones that are making it, keep on doing what you're doing. I hope we see you around next year. And for anyone new wanting to get in the game, you know, whether it's running a series, running a track or whatever, it's a tough road. I mean, the best you can hope for is not getting yelled at the end of the night. Hopefully they make it. Hope some do, some don't, and that's the way it goes. But to me, it's a lot of the whole gloom and doom thing is a bit overstated sometimes. I think a lot of them, if tracks run well and it's doing well, it's going to make it. If tracks not run well and the people don't care about it, it's just not. It's that easy. So I'd like to thank all of our guests tonight and all our sponsors here. I don't talk about our sponsors enough, I think. We have a great core group. The way it works, we have 10 ad slots on the website, and they get ads on the podcast and the web show when they do that. And those advertisers get the whole shebang. We don't like to fill the whole page with advertising. We just want to cover what we do here and make sure we're not losing a whole bunch of money on it. because it's expensive to do this. And without them, we couldn't do it. So thank you as well. So, hopefully everyone can get out to a racetrack this week. We're already pumped up Canadian Nationals in 2 weeks. We're going to be at Oswegan Speedway Live. But for now, that's it for this edition of TJ Slideways Live. Thank you and good night.
Thank you for listening to this edition of TJ Slideways Live.